So up next, labor talk host and roaming correspondent Willie Terry attended the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists Region 1 Conference on the 47th years strong Saving Our Heritage at the Albany Hilton Hotel August 16th through 19th, where he recorded a speech of Dr. Brenda Robinson, CEO of the Black Nurses Association, talking about health advocate empowerment. It's a two-part of a three-part segment on her presentation.
Dr. Brenda Robinson, she's part of the Black Nurses Association. Dr. Brenda Robinson.
Yeah, so I just want to talk about my little favorite over here, this health advocacy and empowerment. This is very important, very essential for all of us, whether you advocate for yourself or advocate for others, we have to do it. And when you advocate, oftentimes people say advocate, advocate, advocate. You don't know really what that means and how you're gonna do it. So let's do some real talk. I got my uncle up here. This is my real uncle too, matter of fact. You're there with your uncle, you go to the doctors, whether he's at his regular doctor's appointment or he's getting discharged, right? They give you these long discharge instructions to do all these things. He needs dressings, he needs this, he needs that, all these things. You say, okay, grab your uncle, and you know, you're going out the door, whatever case may be, you get home, you know, good and doggone well, you don't have no means to get these dressings, okay? This is what advocacy is all about. When you take your uncle, take your mother, take your father, or even take yourself or your child, if you're getting instructions from a provider, from a doctor, and you know you don't have means, if they're telling you things that you don't have means to obtain, speak up. Because they're getting paid to do their job. Let's not forget. I don't care whether you got CDPHP or Medicaid. They're getting paid. So believe me, they're not doing you a favor by seeing you. They're getting paid to see you. Because if you didn't have anything, they're really not going to be happy to see you anyway. So you make them earn their money, and you get your money's worth because you are a customer. So when you go with your uncle and they telling you that he needs all these things upon discharge and you know you have no means to get it, this happens all the time. What's gonna happen? Your uncle gonna go home, not gonna get his dressing changed, not gonna get all these things because no one spoke up at the doctor's office and made them do their job to make a way for him to get what he needed. It's okay to speak up. Just don't sit there like a mute, like you don't know what's going on. You know what resources he have, and you know what resources you have. If they telling you something, you don't have the resources, speak up. There's nothing wrong with that. If they get flipped, you get flipped back. I mean, hey, we all answer to somebody. You can pick up the phone and file a complaint too, but you have to encourage and advocate for yourself and make sure that these things get done. Just don't sit there and ignore the situation. When you get home and then, you know, you're speaking to him, he's like, oh man, I don't have this, I don't have that. You should have took care of that upon discharge. And they give you that, they talking so fast, trying to get you out the door. Nope, hold up, wait a minute. I got some issues here. Nothing wrong with it. Doctor conversation, technical conversation. I put up there breast cancer because some of the conversations I had with some of these docs. When you're in the doctor's office, that doctor is speaking to you in some language you never heard before. You know good and doggone well you don't know what this doctor is talking about. Speak up. Say, excuse me, doc, before he run out of his room, because he only want to be in it, and run out, hold up. And if you got your man, would you tell him to stand by the door? No, doc. My wife says she don't understand what you're talking about. Come on, men, you got to be handy too. You be by that door. Come on. Speak up. If the doctor get an attitude, we don't care nothing about that. And then when you ask for him to explain and you still don't understand, tell him, draw your diagram. Get your money's worth. Your life depends on it. It really, really does. So don't sit there and let a doctor come in and use all these big words. Even when I speak, I try to use the most simplest words I can think of because I want to be able to reach everybody. People don't care about your education. Well, I do want you to have an education. You're my doctor now. That's of course, but in everyday language, when you're trying to explain something to me, I don't care about them degrees. I don't want to hear your degrees in your conversation. Write that on paper, share that with somebody else. I already know you're educated. I saw your certificate on the wall. Come on, keep it real with me and talk to me in a way that I can understand. I shouldn't leave here saying, oh, what was that word? Or I'm Googling it. I let me Google what he just said. No, uh-uh, he's gonna earn his money and I'm gonna ask him and I want him to tell me what he's talking about. So please, these are ways you can advocate. Speak up, even if you're going to a doctor with someone else. Now, I don't want you to be a busybody and get told off, but if you don't understand it, probably the person you with probably don't understand it either. So help them out. There's nothing wrong with it. Medication and affordability. This just happened the other day. Young lady was in the hospital and she was getting discharged and they gave her a list of medication, right? And I was visiting somebody else, but I know one of the medications that they mentioned was very expensive. She was in the other bed over there. Curtain drawn. We all know when the curtain is drawn, that does not stop you from hearing what's going on the other side of the room. We often do listen to what's going on with that person. Like, man, what happened to her? What? We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do it, but we all know sometimes that happens. That's a bad thing. But I struck up a conversation with the young lady, and she herself told me her situation, what she was going through, and then I had the opportunity to tell her, well, listen, press your call light, have the nurse come back in because the medication that they just mentioned, you just told me, you know, your situation, you know, you unemployed, things like that. Had a nurse come in and please tell her that that medication is too expensive for you. Okay? She said, really? I'm like, yes. I said, and going forward, when someone gives you a discharge, you go to the doctor's office, going forward, ask them how much does that medication cost? Before you walk out the doctor's, before you walk out the hospital, ask them how much it costs. Don't wait till you get at CVS or Rite Aid and give them the script, and then they tell you, oh, you got a $50 copay. You're like, what? I ain't getting that medicine. We know that happened. What? And supposing you do leave, you didn't know, you didn't have your thinking cap on, you was such in a rush to get out and go wherever you wanted to go. Supposing you didn't challenge that medication, didn't ask the question, you got the script, you get to the pharmacy, and he tell you you got that $50 copay, you know you don't got it. You make that pharmacist do their job. Listen, I don't have it. Instead of just saying you don't have it to walk away, say, all right, pharmacist, I need your assistance. This is too much. You call a doctor. You do what you need to do and take care of this. This is my insurance. Find something that I can get with my insurance. Or if I don't have any insurance, I got $20. What can I get? Talk to that doc, and this is what I need. Nothing wrong with it. They have a job, too. Don't make the mistake think they don't have a job because they have a job to do as well. Get your money's worth. They're not sitting up there for nothing. When you get your medication, all those doggone papers that you don't read come with your pill bottle, they getting paid for that. And they give you all the papers because the explanations that they should be giving you, they're not giving you, so they can say they gave it to you because they gave it to you in paper form. So when you get these scripts, whether it's you, whether you're in line and somebody else is in front of you and they got the script and they doing that walk away thing because they can't afford it, say, hey, sister, come on over here. Come on, let's go talk to the pharmacist and see what they can do as far as getting something that is affordable for you. Because we all have these generic medications. Come on, it's always something. It's always something, and don't forget that. I put on here hand hygiene because oftentimes when you're in the doctor's office or you're inpatient or you're visiting somebody inpatient, the doctor come in, do-do-do-do-do, and never wash your hands. Black people tend to not address that. I love addressing it because it's totally ridiculous. They do it all the time. When you in that doctor's office, doctor come in, just because he's Caucasian or whatever case may be, you know, we had the old mind frame that the doctor's always right. Well, the doctor's not always right, first of all, so you need to change that, and you need to question things. But also, if you know, good and well, you sitting there, the doctor came in, didn't use hand hygiene with the sanitizer, or didn't wash your hands, speak up. There's nothing wrong with that. If they get offended, let them get offended. Because believe me, if the shoe was on the other foot and you walked in there, he'd be like, no. Let me report you to the board. I'm calling the board right now. You know, come on. It's not going to happen, vice versa, so speak up. It is okay. It is okay. So when we talk and we speak and we talk about advocacy and different things like that, and I speak about, you know, stepping in the name of love, stepping in the name of health and things like that, even stepping in the name of community, it is very important we talk about advocacy. If you know that you are smoking and you know that's bad for you, step in the name of love for yourself and try to stop smoking, please. We know it's harmful. And I hope you're not smoking around young people. We know about secondhand smoke. We know about cardiovascular disease, right? when we talk about many things, and we're talking about community, when we talk about health, when we talk about love, oftentimes we have to pull together. In the old days, you know, we helped each other a lot more. So I put community there because it's all intertwined. If you know Miss Sally is 70 years old, she always sits on the stairs, right? You come in 2 days in a row. First of all, it shouldn't took you 2 days in a row, but 2 days in a row, you didn't see Miss Sally. Take the extra effort and love and go next door and knock on that door. Miss Sally, you all right? Come on, we got to look out for each other. Come on, you never know what somebody else is going through. Health, you know, sometimes they say it takes a village, and yeah, we're responsible for ourselves, but sometimes when we're down, it takes somebody else to help us get up. Don't kick me while I'm down. Help me up. If you know I'm doing some things that are not healthy for me, not that I want you preaching to me, not that I want you preaching to me, but come to me out of concern and compassion. Don't get on your phone and say, child, you know, such and such is over there doing, nah, instead of that phone call telling your friends and laughing and joking, try to help the person. Now, some people get on your nerves, you just got to leave them alone, that's real. Some people just get on your nerves, all right? Now, they got on your nerves, leave them alone. It is what it is, because that's real. That's real talk, okay? But we have to be more involved in what's going on around us. We have to be more involved in each other, and we certainly have to continue to advocate, because that is very important. Do people know how to advocate right now?
Yes.
Do you feel empowered right now?
Yes.
When you go to the doctor's office, are you going to question that script?
Yes.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Well, thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you.
That was WOOC Labor Correspondent Willie Terry, Part 2 Report from the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists Region 1, a conference workshop on health and wellness with a speech given by Dr. Brenda Robinson about health advocate empowerment.